Ixion. There was no graver sin in Zeus's eyes than the betrayal of Xenia, the sacred duty of hosts towards guests, and guests towards hosts. Few mortals showed more contempt for its principles than Ixion, king of the Lapiths, an ancient tribe from Thessaly. His first crime was one of simple greed. We are familiar with the idea of dowries, the practice of families of prospective brides paying to have their daughters taken off their hands. In ancient Greece, things were done the other way around. Prospective husbands paid the bride's family for the right to marry their daughter. Ixion wed the beautiful Dia, but refused to pay her father, King Deioneus of Phocis, the agreed bride price. In retaliation, the affronted Deioneus sent a raiding party to take a herd of Ixion's best horses. Hiding his vexation beneath a wide smile, Ixion invited Deioneus to dinner at his palace in Larissa. When he arrived, Ixion pushed him into a fiery pit. This flagrant breach of the rules of hospitality was trumped by the even grosser sin of blood-killing. The slaying of a family member was considered a taboo of the most heinous kind. With this action, Ixion had committed one of the first blood murders, and unless he was cleansed of his transgression, the Furies would pursue him until he went mad. The princes, lords, and neighbouring landowners of Thessaly had cause to dislike Ixion, and none offered to perform the catharsis, the ritual process of purification that would redeem him. The king of the gods, though, was in a surprisingly forgiving mood. The people of Thessaly had acted quickly to show their revulsion at Ixion's double crime of Xenia abuse and kinslaying. Zeus was minded to be merciful. He not only released Ixion from his torment, but went so far as to invite him to a banquet on Olympus. Such an honour was rare for mortals. The glamour and grandeur of an Olympian feast were beyond anything Ixion would have seen before. He was especially bowled over by the queenly beauty of Hera. Whether it was the intoxicating effects of the great occasion or the wine, nobody could afterwards decide. Perhaps it was nothing more than congenital boorish idiocy, but far from behaving with the modest gratitude you might expect of any mortal invited to the immortal dinner table, Ixion committed the catastrophic error of trying to seduce the Queen of Heaven. He blew Hera kisses, winked at her, tried to nibble her ear, whispered lewd remarks, and made concerted grabs at her breasts. He not only insulted the most dignified and proper of the Olympians, but he once more transgressed the laws of Xenia. Failing in the duties of a guest was considered as heinous as failing in the duties of a host. After Ixion had staggered down from Olympus, slapping backs and belching out thanks, an offended Hera told Zeus of the outrage upon her honour. Zeus was equally incensed. He decided to lay a trap for Ixion. The cloud gatherer gathered a cloud and sculpted it into an anatomically exact and fully working likeness of Hera. He blew on it, animating it into life, and sent it down to a meadow outside Larissa, where Zeus had seen Ixion sprawled asleep on the grass, snoring off the effects of the banquet. When Ixion awoke to find Hera beside him, he rolled over and coupled with her there and then. At the sight of this unspeakable blasphemy, Zeus sent down a thunderbolt and a fiery wheel. The thunderbolt blasted Ixion into the air and pinned him to the wheel, which Zeus sent spinning across the heavens. In time, The firmament was deemed too good for him, and Ixion, bound to his wheel of fire, was sent down to Tartarus, where he revolves, spread-eagled and roasting in agony, to this very day. The Hera cloud was given the name Nephele. Her union with Ixion produced a son, Centaurus, an ugly and misshapen boy who grew into a lonely and unhappy man who took his pleasure not with humans, but with the wild mares of Mount Pelion, where he liked to roam. The untamable and savage progeny of this unnatural union between man and horse were named after him centaurs. Only one such equine-human hybrid had been seen on Earth before, the great Chiron, tutor to Asclepius, Achilles, and many others. Chiron's birth could be traced back to the time of Cronos, son of Uranus and Gaia, father of Zeus and Hera. During a lull in the Titanomachy, Cronos fell for Philyra, an Oceanid of great beauty. She repelled his advances until, tiring of her bashfulness, he transformed himself into a great black stallion and took her against her will. Chiron was the offspring of this union, and, despite predating Centaurus by many hundreds of years, he is referred to as a centaur by convention.